This is Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A tax relief bill pushed by Republican leaders has cleared the GOP-controlled state legislature. The measure went to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly after the Senate's 24-16 vote last night. The bill is designed to prevent businesses and individuals from paying more in state income taxes because of changes in federal tax laws at the end of 2017. Republicans said passing it is a fairness issue. Democratic senators called the bill a budget buster. Kansas' two Republican U.S. senators have split over supporting President Donald Trump's declaration of an emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senator Jerry Moran was among 12 Republican senators joining Democrats in passing a resolution that would terminate Trump's declaration on a 59-41 vote yesterday. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts voted against the resolution. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 16th at 1 p.m. at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, Blue Rapids, Kansas, for the On Target Bull Sale featuring 27 Hefford Bulls, 10 Hefford Heifers, 20 Hefford First Calf Heifers, 30 Angus Bulls, and 9 Angus Heifers. Auction will be broadcast live on DV Auctions or request the sale book at OnTargetBullSale.com. That's Saturday, March 16th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds for the On Target Bull Sale at 1 p.m. OnTargetBullSale.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Court records indicate a 26-year-old man who was shot by police near a Kansas elementary school said he wanted officers to kill him. The Kansas City Star reports the records say Dylan Christopher Ruffin was charged after he shot at Highlands Elementary School during the school day back on the first of this month. Police say three officers shot and wounded Ruffin when he pointed a handgun at them outside his home, which was across the street from the school in suburban Kansas City. Two Republican-controlled committees of the Kansas legislature have stripped Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's proposed state spending for Medicaid expansion out of budget legislation. The Senate Ways and Means Committee voted 7-6 yesterday to remove $14 million from a proposed budget for the state health department for the fiscal year beginning in July. The House Appropriations Committee voted 13-9 this week to remove both state and federal Medicaid expansion funds. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers are starting to shape a property tax package that could include an income tax cut as well as a tobacco tax increase and a sales tax imposed on candy and soft drinks. Members of the Revenue Committee floated the ideas yesterday during an executive session. The plan would provide more than $509 million in its first year to reduce the amount home and landowners have to pay in property taxes. Advocates for Nebraska groups that offer mental health and substance abuse services are seeking a boost in state reimbursement that they say would better reflect the actual cost of treating patients. The Nebraska Association of Behavioral Health Organizations points to a state-commissioned study showing that rates paid for behavioral health services are far below the costs of providing care. Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique and loader tractors, harvest equipment, grain carts and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, bucket trucks, dirt movers, and skid steer attachments, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, tool bars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps and field conditioners, swathers, balers, wheel rakes and mowers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, and gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and lawnmowers, livestock equipment, and related items. Consignments accepted until Wednesday, March the 13th. Complete listing with pictures, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Spring isn't officially here till March 20th, but it appears Mother Nature may be getting a jump start with the rain portion of spring. Rain and high winds are in the forecast for the next few days, and Kansas State climatologist Mary Knapp says that will cause some issues.
We have a lot of ground that is still frozen. We have ground that is very, very saturated. So that means if we get what would be a normal rain event, that water has nowhere to go, and it's more likely to run off, collect in the roadways, collect in the ditches, and produce that flooding issue.
Flooding is a concern for the area, and Knapp reminds drivers to be careful on the roads.
It's a good time for people to remember the turn around, don't drown mantra. In other words, if the roadway ahead of you is flooded, don't try and drive through it. It doesn't take that much to lift a car and move it laterally. And you also can't be certain what underneath that waterway. It could be that the road base itself has collapsed. So again, if there's water running over the roadway, don't try and drive through it. Try and find an alternate route or wait for it to subside and drain off.
There have been reports of roads in Marshall County already affected. Emergency Management Director Bill Schwindeman says crews have been out working on them already.
They're doing what they can, back dragging some of the roads down to get the ruts and stuff out, and they're hauling rock where they can. But right now, we need a week of good dry weather to firm up the roads again, get the frost out of the ground, and so we're going to deal with this for a week or so.
It is expected to be in the 50s over the weekend and into the early part of next week, helping to dry up. And with the weather, just a reminder that the Marysville dump will not be open this weekend as it was previously scheduled to be, but due to the overly wet grounds, the dump will not be open. Recently, Marysville was host to a legislative forum. Majority Whip State Senator Elaine Bowers said that with the administration change with the new governor, so far things have gone fairly smooth.
There's less bills were introduced this year, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Less bills in front of us that are just to talk about. We have actual problems that we need to solve.
This is the 13th year for Bowers in Topeka and is now serving under her fifth governor. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Richard Estes, age 71, of Marysville, passed away March 4th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 16th, at United Methodist Church in Marysville at 10:30 a.m. A private family burial will be in Prospect Hill Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn L. Sack, age 85, of Belleville, formerly of Washington, passed away March 11th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Washington Christian Church. Burial at Washington City Cemetery. Visitation will be at Ward Funeral Home in Washington Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. The family will receive guests from 5 to 7. Ward Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Stitt, age 69, of Marysville, passed away March 12th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at United Methodist Church. Burial at the Marysville Cemetery. Visitation will be at Kinsley Mortuary Friday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu for Friday, salmon patty with muffin, macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cauliflower, and mandarin oranges. For Monday, barbecue chicken with bread, cheesy potatoes, blended vegetables, and berry bliss.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, over the past few days with that strong low pressure system, we saw rain showers. Some areas saw some heavy snow and very gusty winds. This low pressure system is now moving into the northeastern parts of the United States out of our area. And we have a high pressure system that will move in across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us dry weather, sunny skies. And it looks like dry weather through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So much needed with all of that flooding that has occurred. Otherwise, temperature wise, pretty mild as well. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures mid to upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies. We'll see temps in the mid to upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the lower to mid 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 20s, and Sunday, sunny. And that's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Most insurance ads and at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Green, of Hanover, and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
A Duke star was perfect in his return. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Zion Williamson returned to action for the first time since February 20th. He had 29 points and hit all 13 of his shots.
Jones ahead for Williamson. Cutting through to dunk it down.
On Blue Devils Radio, number 5 Duke advanced past Syracuse 84-72 in the ACC quarterfinals. Emmett Matthews' career-high 28 points helped West Virginia upset 7th-ranked Texas Tech.
West Virginia eliminates the number 2 seed Red Raiders of Texas Tech.
On Mountaineers Radio, they won 79-74, advancing to the Big 12 semifinals. NBA, Indiana rallied from an 18-point deficit against the Thunder. Wesley Matthews capped it with a game winner.
Up and in! Matthews with a weak side rebound, grabbed it, and kissed it off the right-hand glass.
On WFNI, Indiana beats OKC 108-106. Luka Doncic was almost the hero for the Mavericks after his posterizing dunk with 5 seconds left put Dallas ahead by one. Down to 8, down to 7, on the drive, to the rim and the dunk! Oh! What a dunk by Doncic with a foul! And a chance at a three-point play! Spectacular stuff from Luka Doncic! But he missed the free throw, and Nikola Jokic sealed it at the buzzer for the Nuggets.
Murray still looks, still looking, pushed it to Jokic with 3 and 2. He drives, he leans in to Powell, floats it up and in. The horn to win the game.
On KESN, Denver wins 199. Vinny Inostroza scored 3 goals, 2 on the power play for his first career hat trick.
Right on by Inostroza, looking for his first career hat trick. Save, rebound, Vinny's got it again, he shoots, he scores! Vinny Inostroza has the hat trick.
On KTAR, Coyotes beat the Ducks 6-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
A new forecast out from USDA predicts net farm income will increase 10% in 2019. The forecast is from USDA's Economic Research Service. It predicts net farm income will increase $6.3 billion in 2019 to $69.4 billion. That follows a 16% decline in 2018. Now, net cash farm income forecasted to increase $4.3 billion, or 4.7%. In inflation-adjusted 2019 dollars, the net farm income forecasted to increase $5.2 billion. Net cash farm income forecast to increase $2.7 billion. Overall, farm cash receipts forecast to increase $8.6 billion to $381.5 billion in 2019. The crop cash receipts forecasted $201.7 billion in 2019. That's an increase of $4 billion. Total animal and animal product receipts expected to increase $4.6 billion. Receipts for milk, cattle and calves, corn, and fruit and nuts forecast to increase largely due to expected higher prices for those commodities. Well, USDA announcing additional steps to keep African swine fever from entering the U.S. even as the disease spreads internationally. The steps strengthen the protections announced last fall after the disease reached China. USDA says the goal remains to protect the nation's swine industry from the disease. The new measures include training additional beagle teams with Customs and Border Patrol to identify pork products and expand screening of arriving products into the U.S. and increase inspection of garage feeding facilities, develop reliable testing procedures for the virus in grains and feed, and heighten producer awareness. USDA said the steps are continued cooperation with Canada and Mexico on a North American coordinated approach to the ASF defense and response. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The USDA has a new website. It targets young people, attempting to encourage them into agriculture careers.
The aging of our ag sector is something that definitely is part of the conversation about the youth website. And getting young people engaged in agriculture as a spark early on to get them perhaps owning a farm, owning and operating a farm, is definitely a conversation that is built into this. And so when we talk about our youth programs and website, we have youth loans built into it. We have avenues for youth to kind of get engaged in the traditional ag sector so that we can figure out how to address this aging of our ag sector.
That's Tori Powell. He's the USDA's Youth Programs Coordinator. That new website is at www.usda.gov/youth. Mid-America Ag Network Soil Temperature Report. It's brought to you by Kansas Corn and Abilene Machine. Ag producers around the country depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at the lowest possible prices. Call 800-255-0337 for new, remanufactured, and recycled parts for planters and drills, tractors, combines, and more. Or you can order online at AbilineMachine.com. Well, we've got a ways to go as far as our soil temperatures go. The northern half of Kansas checking in at 33 and 34 degrees this morning at 7 a.m. And the southern, not quite half of Kansas, southern one-third of the state, 36, 37, and 38 degrees, a shade warmer as you get down towards the Oklahoma state line. And in the northern sections of Oklahoma, temperatures are at 40 and 41 degrees early this morning, except for the panhandle. Those 7 a.m. 4-inch soil depth temperatures are 38 and 39 degrees. It really only warms up a couple of degrees as you go farther south into Oklahoma. So we still have a ways to go. Soil Temperature Report brought to you by Abilene Machine and Kansas Corn on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Today, March 15th, is the deadline for making changes to your federal crop insurance plan. You don't have to make any changes. If you're happy with the way it is, then you can leave it be. But whether it applies to you or not, it's another opportunity for farmers to examine the not fun questions. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
If you know somebody who's in the business of selling crop insurance, federal crop insurance, chances are he or she has been gone a lot in recent weeks. Agents all over the country have been getting out to talk to farmers and tell them about the changes to crop insurance for 2019, and also that the deadline to sign up is today, March 15th. Craig Ladwig and his fellow insurance agents at Premier Insurance Solutions out of Cascade, Wisconsin, have also been talking to farmers, urging them to examine the not fun questions about managing their risks for the coming season.
Well, stretching a dollar right now is difficult, and making sure you have insurance that is what you need, not what the neighbor has, because everybody's situation is different. Are you covering your operating loans? You know, your production costs, you know, it's in our experiences and our travels. Knowing your cost of production is ultra important, because the margin, the profit margins are so tight, there's no room for error. And, you know, knowing that you have the protection that if something does go wrong, that you're adequately insured is a big deal these days. And make sure you are where you need to be, and talk to your banker and have those conversations with your banker and lender to make sure you have the coverage that you need, and give everybody the peace of mind knowing that going forward for 2019 that you're well protected.
There are some crop killers that federal insurance does not cover, such as hail.
Correct. All hail policies are unsubsidized from the government. Separate hail pays on the first acre on the first percent of damage. So a very important policy to have, very cost-effective for our customers, for the farmer to take.
And it isn't just hail that's covered by those policies, right?
Correct. Fire, wind, sometimes transport from point of harvest to point of storage, vandalism. We see a lot of vandalism these days, unfortunately, that doesn't make a huge loss, but it is damage and does get a claim paid based on the damage.
Craig Ladwig of Premier Insurance Solutions of Cascade, Wisconsin. Back after this.
Ready for that new shelter? Hometown Lumber and Hardware has some ready-made portable shelters starting at $1,149 for the 10 by 20 by 6-foot structures. Choose from open or partially closed structures that work best for your livestock. Protect your animals with quality shelters made with rough oak lining and your choice of Galvalume or painted metal. Delivery of your portable shelter is available from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Devin Dotson scored 17 points. Diedrich Lawson added 16. And number 17, Kansas pulled away in the second half for a 65-57 victory over Texas last night in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinals. David McCormick added 13 points and a career-best 9 rebounds for the third-seeded Jayhawks, who advanced to play West Virginia in the semifinals tonight. Xavier Sneed scored 19 points, none bigger than a three-pointer as the shot clock sounded in the final minute, and number 15 Kansas State rallied from a slow start to beat TCU 70-61 in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament last night. Barry Brown added 12 points. Kamu Stokes had 11. Top seed K-State advances now to play number 5 seed Iowa State in the semifinals tonight. Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Averett.
Are you ready for tax season? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's free. You don't even have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has many locations in the Wichita area and throughout the state. To find a site near you, visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Marcus McDuffie registered 15 points as Wichita State beat East Carolina 73-57 in the American Athletic Conference Tournament first round yesterday. McDuffie made 11 of 12 free throws. Jaime Ekinike had 14 points and 9 rebounds for Wichita State. Dexter Dennis added 13. Ashbourne Mitgard also had 10 points for the Shockers. So today at 6, it's the Iowa State Cyclones with the K-State Wildcats in tournament action. At 8 o'clock tonight, it's the Wichita State Shockers taking on the Temple Owls. And tonight at 8:30, the KU Jayhawks take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that the club has signed free agent Tyrann Mathieu. Mathieu has played in 82 games in 6 NFL seasons with the Arizona Cardinals and Houston Texans. Kansas City Royals in action this afternoon, 3:10 first pitch with the Colorado Rockies. Mid-American Network Sports.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Dandelion greens were once a common ingredient in so-called spring tonics. We've got some tips today for putting your bumper crop to good use from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 15th, the 74th day of the year. Our seventh president, Andrew Jackson, was born on this day, and ABC debuted the weekly series Eight is Enough on this night in 1977. If you're considering harvesting dandelions this spring for salad greens or tea, here's a few helpful tips. To begin with, be sure the plants haven't been treated with herbicides or other chemicals. It's best to choose plants from untended fields. Once you've identified a safe crop, get them early. The youngest leaves tend to have the best flavor. Once the blossoms have opened, the taste is too bitter for most palates. Wash your pickings thoroughly to remove all the grit and debris. And finally, practice with small amounts at first, especially if you've never before experimented with dandelions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, March the 20th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the bull, followed by the first calf heifer pairs and the turkey cow calf pairs. Bulls offered include 25 fall yearling and yearling Angus, M. Angus, Red Angus bulls. First calf heifers include from area consigners, 175 choice reputation Angus, black, white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 37 choice red Angus and red rock face first calf heifers with red Angus calves, 95 black and black, white face and red Angus cows, 6 years old with 30 to 60 day old calves by side. We'll have more bred cows and cow calf pairs by sale time. Also offered will be 12 fancy black white face calf with vaccinated replacement heifers, 41 choice reputation red Angus calf with vaccinated pelvic measured replacement heifers. If you're looking for high quality cow and heifer pairs, breeding bulls, and fancy replacement heifers, be sure to attend the special cow sale Wednesday, March the 20th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. To consign cows or more information, please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies at 26. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temps in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 32.
And all the fallen angels, pinball playing rounders, stop the games that they'd been playing for the losers' evening prayer. Faded love and faded memories, how